Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Woman accused of threatening husband with knife. A 25-year-old West Odessa woman was arrested early Sunday morning after her husband accused her of assaulting him and chasing him with a knife. According to Ector County Sheriff's Office report, dispatchers received a disturbance call from the 11,000 block of West Todd, and when deputies arrived, a 23-year-old man said he and his wife, Stephanie Sanchez, got into an argument about him showing up late. As they argued, the man said Sanchez slapped, punched, and scratched him before grabbing a knife and chasing him around their RV, the report stated. He hid in the bathroom for a while before running outside. According to the report, the man said Sanchez ran after him with a knife and hit the passenger door of his vehicle as he tried to leave. Sanchez told deputies she scratched and slapped her husband because she was trying to get her phone back, the report stated. Although the man said he feared for his life, he told deputies he didn't want to file charges or get a protective order, the report stated. Sanchez was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She was released from the Ector County Jail Monday after posting a $40,000 surety bond. Sibley Spring Festival. Celebrate spring in West Texas at Sibley Nature Center's annual Spring Festival on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join in the fun at the Spring Festival and take part in garden tours, educational activities, and crafts in the garden. Guided nature trail hikes, a reptile magic show, and the Texas Camel Course. Scooter Dog and Pucker Up Lemonade will be items available for purchase. Shipley Donuts will provide free donuts. All activities are free to the public. Come out and see what Sibley Nature Center has to offer year-round. Check out the center's newly designed website, www.sibleynaturecenter.org, for trail maps, the event calendar, and upcoming program details. The Sibley Spring Festival is a premier event at the Nature Center, Education Director Misty Thomason said in a news release. Last year, the event had over 600 attendees, and we're expecting even more to join us this year. Sibley Nature Center gives special thanks to the title sponsor, SM Energy. A variety of community sponsors will also be present to provide information on their programs, including Texas Parks and Wildlife, the Petroleum Museum, the Museum of the Southwest, Texas Master Naturalists, Dr. Rebecca Dodge, and Keep Midland Beautiful. Sibley Nature Center exists to create understanding and appreciation of the nature and history of our region through a broad range of educational programs and personal experience. Since 1987, the center has the Llano Estacado region, later adding the Trans-Pecos and Edwards Plateau regions. The center is located at Hogan Park in Midland on approximately 49 acres and features trails and shade structures for the community to enjoy safely and learn about their environment. To learn more about the Sibley Nature Center, visit www.sibleynaturecenter.org or call 432-684-6827. UTPB announces new MSW program. The Permian Basin and Greater West Texas area has an extreme shortage of behavioral health providers and needs professionals committed to this field. The University of Texas Permian Basin will announce on April 11th its new Master of Science in Social Work. This degree will be a part of the Behavioral Health Scholarship Opportunity, a news release said. Thanks to a partnership with the Permian Strategic Partnership and the Scarborough Foundation, UTPB now will cover tuition and mandatory fees for students getting their master's degree in social work, clinical psychology, and counseling. The social work program at UT Permian Basin prepares students to promote human and social well-being. Social work students receive training in many areas, including interviewing, assessment, problem solving, crisis intervention, community outreach, case management, and client advocacy, the release said. The Permian Basin and Greater West Texas area have an extreme shortage of behavioral health providers and needs professionals committed to this field. UTPB's mission is to grow the next generation of behavioral and mental health providers in the Permian Basin by training talented, experienced, and motivated professionals who are ready to serve the community, the release said. State of UTPB covers academics to quality of life. From energy and innovation to workforce and quality of life, University of Texas Permian Basin celebrated its impact on the region Wednesday during the State of the University event at the Odessa Country Club. Before a packed room of elected officials, dignitaries, business people, graduates, faculty, and students, President Sandra Woodley and panelists talked about how far the university has come in its 50 years of existence. Videos with students, faculty members, and graduates were interspersed. Panels included impacting energy and innovation, impacting workforce, and impacting quality of life. UTPB's role in preparing students for industry careers was discussed, with a focus on its connection with industry leaders and opportunities for practical experience through internships. Speakers emphasized the importance of collaboration between the university, industry, and the community to enhance the overall quality of life in Odessa and Midland. Woodley said UTPB is proud of how it supports students and noted that it has many first-generation students like herself who work full-time and take care of their children while they're going to school. The scholarships that we're able to provide from the generosity of the University of Texas System and PSP, Permian Strategic Partnership, Scarborough Foundation, and many other funders, it's really important that those scholarships have been there to allow us to take away that financial barrier, Woodley said. One of the most prominent scholarships is Falcon Free. For families that make $100,000 or less, the Falcon Free scholarship covers 100% of undergraduate tuition and mandatory fees for eligible students, enables you to earn your degree with no loan or debt, and applies to first-time freshmen, transfer students, and current students. The average cost of tuition and fees for a resident undergraduate is $9,232.78, information said from the event. UTPB has 7,500 students enrolled annually and has had 30,445 graduates over 50 years. It started out as a junior-senior institution. Chairman of Geosciences Robert Trenum said, "When he first came to UTPB in 2001, there was a disconnect between oil and gas. To make that connection, he had to listen, participate in all the society meetings, and tell students they must network with the industry." Adriana Berzosa earned a petroleum engineering degree and an MBA from UTPB, is now an account representative for Halliburton. She said UTPB has impacted her career in many different ways. Her professors taught her that what she needed to know about the industry and gave her real-world life experiences that would further impact her career. Berzosa, who was homecoming queen and a softball player, said bringing the university and industry together benefits both sides. From the industry standpoint and my specific job, I have the unique position where I'm able to give back to the university, and I come here and I'm able to go to job fairs with them. I remember what it was like being a student and how scary it was to try to talk to the different oil field companies because you only know what you know. It's such a big industry. It's not something that you can learn from all classes. So I'm happy to help that adjustment period for them. Also, I come back and do lunch and learn with the university, with different organizations, and offer any support that I can, Berzosa said. On the Impacting Workforce panel, Permian Strategic Partnership CEO Tracy Bentley said their chairman, Don Evans, former U.S. Secretary of Commerce, likes to remind people that the Permian Basin is the largest, most secure energy basin in the world. If we were a country, we would be the third largest industry producing country in the world. The two that are above us are arguably not some of the friendliest places. That makes us even more important. We also know that geopolitically, what's going on around the world, the U.S. needs to continue to be that stronghold. One of the ways to do that is through energy security. When you add all that up, it was the emphasis on the importance of the Permian Basin. I think for some of us who live here and call it home, it's easy to forget about the importance of the work that we all do here. It's going to only grow in importance. As we look to the next 50, 100 years of the Permian Basin, we know that our resource is going to continue to grow in importance, but also in scale, Bentley said. We know that we have only developed about 9% of the mineral that is under our feet, 9%. As technology grows, we're going to be able to harvest even more of that, Bentley said. So the question comes, how is the region going to have a workforce it can rely on and the world can rely on? The obvious choice is petroleum engineers, accountants, computer science specialists, operations managers. Those are the things that come to mind, Bentley said. Those can come in one of two ways. We can ask those folks to come in for 2 weeks while they live other places and come do their jobs on a rotational basis. Or we have an opportunity to task them to become part of our community, to become part of our fabric of what makes our community so amazing. We have an opportunity to grow our purpose. Now is that opportunity because the resource is going to get developed one way or another, but we all in this room have an opportunity to say, let's grow with purpose. Let's continue to grow our community, Bentley said. Bentley said PSP will continue to invest heavily in education and healthcare. We think we've just scratched the surface. When you look at data that shows all of the growth opportunities within the university to continue to grow our own in healthcare, in education and beyond, it is really exciting, she added. She added that the ability to sit down with leadership and say, here's the data and the opportunities, and if it doesn't exist, let's build it. That's unique. You just don't find that everywhere else. Jose Mendez, chief financial officer of the Sewell family of companies and a UTPB graduate, helps recruit students for the company. He said you don't have to sell them on the town because it's home to them. We are very happy with the partnership we have with the university, Mendez said. He added that there are many students working for them that can't wait to come on full-time after they graduate. Midland Mayor Lori Blong talked about the young demographics and the Wildcatter Trail planned at UTPB, City of Midland and Metropolitan Planning Organization. The average median age in the area is 31.4 years old, and the largest demographic in Midland is ages 0 to 4. We have to find a solution to provide outdoor amenities that will attract these folks to our community. I'm proud to talk about this $6.4 million grant that UTPB has received to begin construction from the UTPB Odessa campus and begin building that toward Midland. We have the over $3 million grant that the City of Midland has received for construction of the Wildcatter Trail. Ultimately, we're going to be applying for additional grants and placing more money in each of our budget cycles toward this project and begin to build that through the Midland-Odessa area and be able to have this corridor where people can ride and run safely. It's one amenity that's a critical component for both for our communities, Blong said. I will add that oil and gas companies are major players in this conversation as well. We're working with the landowners and everyone else that's between our two cities. This is truly a collaborative project, she added. Meanwhile, Blong said the region's oil count has come down to 313 today, which is below the 353 rigs from this time last year. Yet production records continue to break records month over month, and the population continues to grow. We need to make sure that we're doing what it takes to attract and retain talented and qualified individuals to our community, but we're not just interested in building industry, we're building communities and we care about families. Midland and Odessa are primarily family-oriented communities. These quality of life initiatives with parks and other amenities of shopping and all the things that we're trying to attract to our community really have those families in mind. We know that if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So we're trying to find things for families and we're trailing spouses to be able to engage in our community and make sure that they feel tied in. If you talk to people who are transplants to Midland and Odessa, they talk about this as a huge win for their careers, but more than anything, they care about the people in Midland and Odessa, and we want to continue to provide that to thrive, Blong said. Vice President of Athletics Todd Dooley talked about the success of athletics at UTBB, but also how it creates a sense of belonging on and off campus. Everybody has a chance to be a Falcon if you enroll in UTBB. Not many people have a chance to be a Dallas Cowboy or a Texas Ranger, but if you can be a UTBB Falcon, right? There's a belonging community. Even if you're long from another institution, you can become a UTBB Falcon. I think having those opportunities to bring the community together and get behind athletic programs and successful programs really feeds into the overall university, allowing recruitment to happen. Athletics isn't the most important thing on campus, but it definitely is the most visible thing, Dooley said. If athletics can provide people to introducing to the university, he added, that's the part they want to play. The event was sponsored by Southwest Bank. Road rage leads to arrest injuries. According to the Odessa Police Department, a case of road rage sent one person to the hospital Tuesday night and landed another in the Ector County Jail. Officers were notified about a major accident at Don Avenue and East University Boulevard around 7:15 p.m. And when they arrived, they found all westbound university lanes blocked by four crashed vehicles. Drivers told OPD officers a man later identified as Gabriel Santiago, 19, was swerving in and out of lanes at a high rate of speed when he lost control of its Chevy SS, causing it to hit the center divider on University, jump the divider, hit a Chrysler 300, and Nissan Altima. According to the report, a passenger in the Ford F-150 was taken to Medical Center Hospital with a head wound, but it's unclear how and when the Ford was struck. When officers spoke with Santiago, he told them he'd become angry at another driver and began to speed up to get away from that driver, the report stated. He also acknowledged he'd switched lanes multiple times before losing control of the vehicle. Santiago was booked into the Ector County Jail on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, two counts of deadly conduct and child endangerment because a two-year-old girl was in one of the vehicles. He was released after posting surety bonds totaling $60,500. According to Ector County District Court records, Santiago was convicted of racing on the highway in July 2022 and placed on 6 months probation. In April 2023, his probation was revoked and he was sentenced to 24 days in jail, but given credit for 24 days he'd already served. Court records also showed Santiago has been convicted of driving without a license, driving without insurance, and driving an unregistered vehicle. Surveillance video captures vehicular assault. An Odessa woman caught on surveillance video striking her boyfriend with her Volkswagen Jetta was booked into the Ector County Jail Wednesday on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge. According to an Odessa Police Department report, officers were dispatched to a disturbance in the 7300 block of Fossil Ranch Road around 11:30 a.m. March 31st. When officers arrived, a 33-year-old man told them he'd caught his girlfriend, Natasha Lynn Thomas, 35, cheating, which started an argument, the report stated. The man said Thomas backed out of the driveway to the street, but then put the car into drive and hit him as he stood near the garage door, causing him to fly up into the hood, the report stated. Thomas then fled, he said. Surveillance video corroborated the man's story, showing Thomas drove 20 feet at a high rate of speed and squealing her tires before striking the man, the report stated. Thomas called 911 to speak with an officer and she confessed to hitting the man, the report stated. Thomas was arrested on a warrant issued following the incident. She remained in the Ector County Jail Wednesday night on a $25,000 surety bond.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, April 11th. Spouse endures second loss after wife's passing. Dear Abby, I am trying to come to terms with the passing of my wife, Charlotte, a month ago. Many old friends and family have been supportive. What hurts, in addition to my grief, is the silence from a particular couple. For years, we were very close with this family when we both had young boys growing up. We celebrated all the joys and life-changing events together, including going out to dinner every Friday and vacationing together. Once our boys were on their own, we gradually saw less and less of the couple, but still kept in touch occasionally. When Charlotte passed, they were two of the first people I notified. They were out of town at the time, so I postponed her memorial a day so they could attend. I felt they were so important to us that they should be there. I have not heard one word from this couple. They live a mile away, and I haven't received a dinner invitation or even a phone call. I'm shocked by their lack of caring, knowing I am home alone and devastated over Charlotte's passing. A simple phone call to ask how I'm doing would be helpful. What do you think about this? Signed, Abandoned in New York. Dear Abandoned, I am sorry for the loss of your wife. Because it is so recent, your pain must be overwhelming. Regarding this couple, I suspect that once your sons were grown, their friendship with you was already on the wane. While it would have been compassionate for them to have stepped up when they received the news of your wife's passing, they, as many other people, may not have known what to say or do, so they did nothing. If you wish to talk to them, by all means, call them. But when you do, do not expect them to offer more than cursory condolences. Concentrate instead on the friends who have shown that they are willing to be there for you. Dear Abby, I met a man online and have been dating him off and on for the past 4 years. His parents have been living with him since the pandemic, and I have yet to be invited to his home or to meet them. He is from Bolivia and says his parents want him to marry a Catholic Bolivian girl and someone without children. I am divorced, American, and the mother of two. He tells me he's afraid that if I meet them, our relationship will be over. He keeps saying they are moving back to Bolivia, but they are still here. I also have never met his friends. He says he never does anything with his friends between his parents living with him and studying for his architectural exams. After all these years, I have yet to meet one of his friends. What should I do? Signed, Off the Radar in Wisconsin. Dear Off the Radar, recognize that this man may not have been entirely truthful with you about his circumstances. Bluntly put, he may be married, or he may not be who he has represented himself to be in other aspects of his life. Because your relationship hasn't progressed after 4 years of dating, off and on, what you should do is move on. Contact Dear Abby at www.dearabby.com or Post Office Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.